The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
My guest tonight is an absolutely amazing singer whose versatility has no boundaries. Maine bahut anantai jare ek Gujarati geet release kare, and she has a new one. All I have to say to her is, hu tari sathe, tu mari sathe, game che, Sabres Radio ne. Give it up for the lovely Geeta Jala.
Thank you so much. I love your intros, man. They pump me before we even start.
So good, but kem cho saru che maja.
Bo bas ekdam, as they say, moje moj. You can tell I've moved over to India now, can't you?
Absolutely, man. But listen, you know, because I follow you on social media and you are like all over the place, Geeta, right? Where in the world are you right now?
I am actually in Delhi. Yeah. So I actually live, I mean, not a lot of people know this, but I actually live in Delhi. I moved over to Delhi about 7 years ago. Yeah. So I'm at home in Delhi, actually. But now, yeah, I've got 4 bases now, but pretty much still in Delhi most of the time. When I'm not gigging and things, you know.
Amazing. And yeah, talking of gigging, I mean, you are just all over the place. You're taking that Gujarati sound, you know, to the four corners of the dunya.
Oh, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. That's the mission. That's the focus. And yeah, I want to spread, you know, commercial Gujarati music. As I've said, I think we've been having interviews since what? Like, we've been having chats since, I think, 2018, 19?
Yeah.
And, you know, from the first day I think we spoke, I told you, I mean, and nothing's changed since. It's a clear mission to let the world know that Gujarati music can be commercial. It can be, it can come in every genre. It can be Afrobeats, reggaeton, make it pop, minimal, whatever, house, whatever you want. And it doesn't have to be put into this little bracket of being, you know, I always say this, but I'm not taking away from the rich culture and diversity that we have, and the most, I mean, it's my favorite folk music in the world, hence why I think I listen to it the most. But I just feel that Gujarati, as I've always said to you, Gujarati music is more than just garba and folk.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can have international music in our Gujarati language. I just don't see why not. And I think finally, fingers crossed, we're getting that message across.
Great. And, you know, I loved a little post you put up, a few weeks back about, you know, challenging the trends and the norms in the industry. You know, it doesn't matter to you about the views or the streams, but you want to stay true to your creativity. And I absolutely love and respect that.
Thank you so much, Akshay. I think, you know, for me, I think we've known each other for years, haven't we? And I what I'm like, and I'm not here, as I say. It doesn't mean I'm not going to make commercial music. It doesn't mean, you know, my next track I might drop might be completely commercial, you know, or whatever is currently trending. But I don't go out to only make trending viral songs where, you know, something works on Instagram reels. And that's not my, it's not my game. I just want to make music that, you know, I personally really enjoy. I've listened to growing up. And I think, like I've always said, the biggest gap I've always found is that as a youngster, I mean, you know, I was born and brought up in London, and I've never had Gujarati music that I could, you know, rave to and be out with mates with. And, you know, it was always like we only heard our language when it got to Navratri.
Huh.
And I think growing up, that was something that just, it got to me. And I mean, obviously I became an artist quite early, but I didn't get a chance earlier to actually, because you know what the industry is like, it's difficult to even get into to start with. So I think obviously I started doing Hindi and, you know, the Bollywood stuff and then Punjabi. And I think now I'm finally, and I'm so grateful that I'm finally at a space where I can use my experience and somewhat the position I've kind of created to finally do what I love, which is get youngsters and everyone really to enjoy different genres of music in a Gujarati language.
Do you think the change is coming? The revolution is coming? The Guju sound,
you know,
is
what?
Creeping in?
I would lie if I said it's coming in as fast as I want it to or I visioned it to. It's taking its time, but you know what? I guess 4 or 5 songs in now. Obviously, I've had some big ones. I had Kirtidan on one. I have a huge one coming, which I'm going to actually tell you about. But I've had big artists, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, collaborations, this, that, and the other. I don't think it's about that. I just think it's about the fact that it is very new and it's going to take a bit of badgering, but it's getting there because, for example, my distribution company recently told me that out of all my tracks, Dilne, out of all the Gujarati songs I've made, Dilne has had the highest opening in the first 7 days. So I think we've streamed across platforms, the legit platforms, and this is not even YouTube, but we've streamed across the legit platforms at about, I think we have about 7,500 streams in 5 or 6 days, which for a Gujarati song, that is what they classify as indie. It's not really indie, as we know, but they classify it as indie. It's completely unheard of because Gujarati music doesn't get the, unless it's Garba, it doesn't get the promotion that it deserves. Because I think also, to be fair, there isn't much of it out there. So it's like, I have these challenges constantly, like where I'm saying to people, okay, every other track is on an editorial playlist, on these curated playlists on Amazon and Spotify and Ghana and all these apps. And they turn around and say to me, you're 100% right. Your product's great, but there's actually no playlist for Gujarati music. Would you believe?
Wow.
So there are no editorial curated playlists for Gujarati music. And it's, there are a few for Garba, but there's none for what kind of I'm doing. So the best thing is, which I take away is like, this is exactly what I meant. Thank you again for what you said about my post the other day. But this is exactly what I meant, that I might not get those viral numbers, but at the end of the day, I've managed to get Dilne at the number one spot of a newly curated playlist on an app called Wink. Wow. So they've actually now got an indie Gujarati playlist, and mine's sitting currently at number one.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they've got loads of others in there. And I was amazed because I haven't seen them either. And I'm so glad that, like, you know, hopefully at some time I can connect with people who want to do the same thing as I do.
No, that's amazing.
And that to me is a huge takeaway. It's better than numbers.
Amazing. Gita, I want to ask you, right? You know, as much as I speak Gujarati, right? You know, when I have to speak it, you know, for a long period of time, especially even if I have to do an interview with somebody in Gujarati, right? I fumble so badly. In my head, I think my Gujarati is quite good, but I fumble. do you think, you know, since you've started this journey, you know, with the Gujarati songs, you know, your Gujarati's got better?
Most definitely. I mean, I also like you, I've always felt my Gujarati was quite good anyway. To be honest with you, I think languages is something that I've always been interested in. So I speak fluent Punjabi. I obviously, as you know, I sing right in Punjabi. I speak fluent Hindi. I went to boarding school in India for 5 years of my very early life. So I learned Hindi to read and write then. And I think as a result, Gujarati, Punjabi, they've just come quite naturally to me. But saying that, I was actually more fluent, a lot more fluent in Hindi than I am Gujarati, even though obviously I'm Gujarati.
Yeah.
But since I've started, because as you know, my first, well, after Torivar, my song Badoru was with Kirtidan, and they're like, he's like the legend, you know, of Gujarati music. And I started doing, like, just from the one song, I started going on tour with him. We were at Harrow Leisure Centre in October. You can't work with artists of that level who are so true, and their Gujarati is, they're like encyclopedias.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't work with them and have like off pronunciation or not be able to speak or sound slightly white in your Gujarati. Do you know what I mean? So I had to really brush up, and I'm you know, I'm generally quite focused like that. So I think I took the whole of, it started not last summer, the summer before. I took the whole summer to just really, really get into Gujarati. And now I read, write, speak, sing, everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so I make it a point to speak a lot more Gujarati than I used to, because I just feel if you want to get into an industry, and if you want to, and not only you want to get into an industry, you want to get into an industry and challenge norms and trends, you need to have some conviction in the way in which you do it. And I think then if you go in half-heartedly and be like, yeah, you know, well, I think I'm all right, and I'm going to give you my craft anyway. No, I think your craft has to be like, I've always been a big believer in your craft has to be 600%, and only then are you going to be able to challenge anything. So I think I've had to work a lot, in fact, on my Gujarati, because obviously in London, like, yeah, we all speak to our grandparents, and, you know, certain family members in Gujarati, but a lot of us don't as well. And not that it's a bad thing, but I never saw it till now, because now I'm like, oh, I'm working with people who, like, I don't even know what they're talking about sometimes. And I have to act like I do.
That's it. Just nod your head. Huh?
Yeah. But the thing is, there's only so far the nodding the head goes, because the minute I say one thing that's like even slightly off, they are down my neck. So, and it's like, we're quite nice. Like, if they don't pronounce something properly, I don't even say anything. So I'm like, I don't want you to feel bad. But they're like, oh, hell, I want you to feel bad. They're harsh, man.
Yeah. That, let's jump right into this new one, right? Because
I love
this new song. It's catchy. It's infectious. I love that the Gucci Pop sound you brought through with it. And it's all about this brand new track. Milne, talk to me about this tune, man. Yati Ayu.
You know, you wouldn't believe, I recorded Dilne 2 years ago and we haven't changed it at all. Like, it sounds exactly as it does today, as it's been released, is as it was when we recorded it back in 2022. Just didn't find the right release time, really. I wanted something that was very, very simple. All my other songs, Bar Torivar, that I'd come out with, and some of the Gerber covers and stuff I'd done, they were quite complex and deep in terms of the vocabulary and the message that they were trying to portray. But I finally wanted something that was just really simple. Tu marisa te huta risa te game che dilne. I wanted it to be as simple as that. So the team that I work with, it's the same team I've been working with from the onset. So we have Simmer, who goes by the name It's Simmer. He's a Punjabi music producer based in Delhi. I gave him my vision. I told him I wanted something very mellow. I wanted almost that minimalistic sound that's currently, you know, like those AP Dillon tracks that are working, where the music almost sounds like minimal, as if it's like a loop to some extent. And it gives you a lot of space then to play with the composition and, you know, the way in which you deliver and the energy in which you deliver your song, because then the focus becomes primarily, not that I'm taking away from the music, but the focus becomes primarily the words and the way in which you convey them. So I think with this song, I really wanted that. I hadn't done a slow song in quite a while. And yeah, we just came together. And then the person who I write and compose with, Ujwal Devi, absolute, he's so talented. And I told him, you know, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I want. And it was like 3 days in, we were bang on it. We had it done and dusted. And then I just thought, because I had so many things coming up and I was so busy gigging, I didn't get a chance to release it. So 2024, we decided I'm actually coming out with a track every month. And every month will be an original. Yeah. It will not be a cover. So this is the first of our 12 releases this year, the 12 releases that we know about. So I just wanted to start off slightly mellow. Yeah. You know, I wanted it to be soft. And then I, funnily enough, I've been recently doing radio promotions here, in Ahmedabad and Surat and Rajkot, and I was everywhere. And a couple of the radio stations were like, oh, you know, you've released this Valentine's track. I actually didn't realize that we were so close to Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. And they were like, wow, you thought about this so well. I was like, yeah, I really thought about it well, but I didn't. It was a complete fluke. I feel like when I speak to you, I'm at home. I can say whatever I want. So I was like, yeah, it was great because it perfectly timed. I think Dilne came out on like the 8th or the 9th of February. And it was so close by the time I was doing promotions and stuff. It kind of got categorized as like a love song for Valentine's Day, you know, and it worked pretty well like that.
There we go.
It was just the right song at the right time. Really.
It was meant to be, Geeta.
It was meant to be.
And you know what? I love the video, Geeta, man. I absolutely love it.
When I
watched the video, it kind of reminded me of, I'm going to kind of show my age now, but those kind of 80s pop videos I used to watch on Top of the Pops. You know, it had that kind of slightly indie retro vibe to it, you know? And
I loved it. Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted the video to be minimal. Like, I didn't want it to be too much. I didn't want too many clothing, you know, articles going on. I didn't want too much color. I didn't want anything. I just wanted visuals to help me convey what I was trying to say. So if you see, most of the video is pretty dark and you can, you know, there's this person in the distance and he never kind of comes out. He's just in the distance throughout. And I think that's what it was all about, really. Just keeping it really simple. Yeah, I think I'm so glad people have liked the video. We shot the video in -1 degrees outside in Chandigarh a month ago. But I think it's worked out right. In fact, if you can see the scenes, you could actually see like steam coming out of my mouth.
Everybody must go check out the video. Absolutely, it's absolutely amazing. But listen, Dilnet is out. It's getting a lot of love. I know it's getting a lot of love right here, you know, on my show.
Thank you.
But as you said, you know, we've got releases from you just coming consistently between now and the end of this year. Talk to me, Gita.
Yes. So I have a surprise, which I don't want to. I don't want to reveal where I'm actually going to shoot it in a week and a half or so. It's something I haven't done before, and I am. It's something we've made like literally in the last maybe 10 days, and it all happened super fast. And I just, you know, it's not. It's done, but it's not done, if you know what I mean. We still have to shoot it and stuff. So I won't talk about that too much, but that is going to be amazing. It's a fusion. So yeah, I'm really excited for that one. I'll talk about it the next time we speak, definitely. Okay. But the one I can tell you about, which I'm really excited for, is I have a single coming out, which is, it's commercial pop. Again, it's Gujarati. Mm-hmm. It'll be titled Sajan. So it's due for release anytime in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. And it is me with a massive feature. So it's none other than Mika Singh. So he's singing in Gujarati completely, and it is phenomenal. Like, I'm not saying it, you know, I'm my biggest critic, but it really is. It's a tune and a half. So yeah, I'm really excited for that one because nobody's really heard Mika sing in this kind of dimension, and then again in Gujarati. And he's not singing. It's not like a Garba or a folk, or it's just commercial pop.
Can't wait. On a Gujarati track. Love it. Can't wait, man. So when can we see that dropping again, Gita?
It'll be within the month. It'll be kind of, I guess, before the middle of March. And then the fusion one drops straight after. And that also has a feature, but I don't want to talk about him yet. It's a him, I don't want to talk about him yet till, you know, we get it all done.
Amazing. Listen, Gita, love and support for you. Always love everything that you're doing. Just keep doing it.
Thank you so much.
You got my support, man. 110%.
You always have. Unconditionally. You have always been so supportive, Akshay. And not only me, I think I'm talking on behalf of all the artists that come onto your show. You really are one of those. I'm not saying the rest aren't, but you're just one I know, and I love and respect. And you stand there for everyone, whether it's a big release, a small release, you know, a big label, no label, whoever's on it isn't on it. And I really, really respect that, because artists, I mean, you are an artist yourself, but you know how hard it can be at times. And I think you're not one of those who's there when things are picking up. You've been there especially for me from day one. And we all appreciate it, man. You keep doing what you're doing, because you don't realize even in your job the amount of encouragement you give the rest of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
And I truly appreciate it. And on behalf of everyone, I'm going to thank you here. And I'm sure they'll all be happy that I did so.
Oh, Gita, thank you so much. But tu Leicester kya raha hai che? Mari ate che na ki ba bes
apne ne.
Dar baat ne sa kotli apne khasu ne apne che aaram thi interview karsu.
I think literally the last time I went to Leicester might have been in like year 10. I need to go back. I might be there during Navratri this year. I do really want to be in England for it this year. So let's see how that goes. But no, I'd love to. And I'm going to come, and then we're going to sit together, and we're going to have some nice food, because I haven't been there for ages.
Yeah. Amazing.
And we're going to have a nice little catch up.
Of course we will. But Gita, thank you once again so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Do this again. And
okay.
Before we play the new track, you know, ek be line to amara
patta
je sambhalta che. God, I'm struggling with my Gujarati right now.
Absolutely fine. You're doing great.
Thodi tame gao.
Sure. Okay. सहे छे नखरा जो ने मारा जोई मारी आँखों ना पलकारा कमे छे आँखों ना इशारा दूने शिखू छू हूँ पण जो इशारा जोई तारी आँखों ना पलकारा करे छे आँखों जो इशारा दूने तू मारी साथे हूँ तारी साथे Commission.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Geeta Jala, and this is the new one, Dilne.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.